All right, what the bleep this week? I got some audio for you that it's just interesting that this stuff actually gets out there, and I don't know how they don't do anything about it, that I have to censor it. This is on QVC. You ever watch that? Because my mom and grandma...
Oh, I used to love it.
Oh, my God. They watch it all the time. This is when Martha Stewart was on, and she was talking to this lady on QVC about like a kind of a jacket, and I guess the lady on QVC talks about how you could use the jacket.
Really is a good-looking jacket. I mean, for f***ing my dog.
Whoa!
I mean, dog's a plural. I never just f*** one dog. But,
okay.
Wait, why do you, number one, why do you have to wear a jacket to do that?
Maybe she's going outside and it's cooler. I don't know if it's a weather-related thing. This is a local thing here, and I'm going to mess up the guy's name. I guess he's been with Channel 13 for like 40 years. His name's Rich Van, is it Wyke? It's W-Y-K. I apologize for that, but let's just call him Rich. And he's talking about, I guess, city crew workers, and I've never heard of this. This department.
Like, this is a local guy?
Yeah, this is a news reporter talking about like a local indie crew, like a work crew, but I've never heard of them called this. Like,
oh gosh, I hope he doesn't get mad at us for playing it.
Well, he shouldn't have said it, right?
Right.
Well, let's see what he said.
All right.
Anne-Marie, there's more work out here than hole filling crews can get done on their own. So what's happening next week? Another hole blitz to make life a little more pleasurable on Indianapolis streets.
Oh, man. I don't know about holes and pleasurable and all that jazzy stuff.
Well, I didn't know my hard-earned taxpayer dollars were going to that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
To be honest with you, I'm not against that.
We're just the troubleshooters. We just expose what's really going on in this city.
All right. I like religion. I really do. And I mean, like, I'm a Christian and teach their own. That's cool. But that's my little thing. But I don't like TV televangelists because I think they turn a lot of people off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this guy's a terrible guy, but kind of old and senile in my opinion. And the way he wanted to celebrate spring bothers me. This is Pat Robertson on the 700 Club.
21st is the first day of spring. That's today, and so we're going to
Okay, I don't know that that's how we're supposed to celebrate spring, old man.
That was live. Yeah, that wasn't like off camera accidentally like saying
live
it to
TV.
Like somebody. He was talking directly to all of his viewers and listeners right there. Okay, this is something I was doing, hanging out with my little bro, Michael. Big brothers, big sisters. It's a fun thing I get to be a part of, and we hang out and have a lot of fun. And usually we'll go do activities. Sometimes we just maybe have a pizza and watch cartoons or Netflix and a movie. Just have like a guy day and
the
hang
dream.
Out. Yeah, exactly. Well, we're watching. Have you guys heard of, it's called Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters? It's on Netflix.
Netflix? Never heard of it.
No.
Yeah, so parents out there, your kids might be able to watch this. Tell me if you would have turned the TV off like I did.
You're not going to toss us in your dungeon?
Don't be crazy. No one uses dungeons anymore.
But you are arresting us, right?
Arrest you? I want to you.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, man. I was like, hey, you know what, Michael? Let's go watch something else.
Yeah, you know, sometimes dungeons are not what you think they're for.
And they're wrong. Christian Grey uses a dungeon.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Alex, I'm assuming, I don't know everything, but you're a virgin, right?
Yeah, I'm waiting till I'm married.
So you're not doing anything, because I'm just saying some girls like say that that doesn't count, but something else does?
No, I'm waiting.
Okay, well, this is a TV report. They were kind of doing a pregnancy myth thing. It's like Myth Monday they
myth
do.
Myth Monday?
Yeah, they call it Myth Monday, and they kind of dispel or find out about myths. Tell me if you've ever heard about this or talked to any of your girlfriends about this.
Okay.
Well, it's Myth Busting Monday, and today's question, you can't get pregnant while b***ing. So let's see what some of you had to say on Facebook. Natalie says, yes, you can get pregnant. It's a myth. Heard friends who were b***ing. They got pregnant fast.
So I know some
people... I think they've got some messed up information here.
I'm just telling you what she found out. So that is What the Bleep here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it out at RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show.